This is St. Louis Public Radio. Local band Magic City is calling it quits after a couple of long, hard years. They were working on their second album when their bassist and St. Louis music scene mainstay Ann Tkach died in a house fire. Now the group is getting back together to release an album and play one last show. Willis Ryder Arnold has the story.
The band Magic City's new album, La Vie est chère, will be their last. That French title, it loosely translates to life is dear or life is sweet. For Adam Hesed, Ann Tkach's partner, releasing the album is bittersweet, but he hopes listeners focus on the sweet.
I listen to it and can't believe I know these people. So blessed to have been able to make music together, you know.
The album aims to honor bassist Tkach, who passed away in 2015. The group was working to wrap up the album when she died. For a while, the band members weren't sure what to do. Should they write and record more songs? Guitarist J.J. Hammond says that didn't feel quite right.
That is the finality. Like, this is it. This is as far as this album could go.
The band's closeness made it hard to see how to proceed. Hammond remembers touring with Tkach and their drummer.
It felt like siblings, you know. I feel like I could rib them the same way I would rib my own real brother and give them sort of musical crap. You missed this, or whoops, here I did it again. I didn't hit it, you know, or whatever. And then on tour, you know, I felt like we were one step away from just giving each other noogies or something dumb like that in the back of the van.
At the time of Tkach's passing, Hammond had already written a bunch of the music for the album. Some inspired by this swampy, slow recording of Duke Ellington's song, East St. Louis Toodaloo. Hammond took certain musical phrases and sped them up to use in Magic City's rock and roll.
Life is sweet. When I first played that riff, Ann and Sam looked at each other and they were just like, there's that song again. Because that song starts off that same riff again.
That riff doesn't sound exactly like the original, but the influence remains under the surface. Hesed and Tkach wrote some of the album's lyrics together. I asked what it was like to lose his partner. You'd mentioned writing songs with her. I'm just curious what it was like to not have that collaboration anymore. Hesed's still overwhelmed by the loss of his partner and could really only sigh in response. After Tkach's death, the music community held a tribute concert to eulogize the musician. Magic City played the Leonard Cohen song, Tower of Song.
I'll be singing to you sweetly from the Tower of Song.
And Hesed realized that song was needed to complete the album.
Like JJ had said, the album had just never quite been finished. And with the finality of her passing, felt like it was time to finish it, and including that song was a way to do that.
It's the only song on the album that doesn't feature Tkach. As Hesed and the others look toward the album's release, they're ready to embrace the title, Life is Sweet, and savor the final collaboration with their friend.
And I hope people hear that and feel the same enjoyment and gratitude at getting to hear the final outcome, you know.
That album will be released at the end of the month. Magic City will play their last show March 31st, the day after what would have been Tkach's 50th birthday. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.
I'm crazy.